Okay, let's go ahead.
Blake, I have Carrie for you.
Okay, hey, Sylvia?
Yes.
Quick thing, right after this one, anyway, I'll talk to you after.
Okay.
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Blake.
How are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
I loved Geeky Nick when you first started on the show. Because of his crime... I loved that. I thought that was great that he was a bit of a nerd. Since then, a lot of things has happened to him. Do you think he will ever be that man again?
I don't think anybody is ever the person they once were, right? I think all of their experiences kind of changed them. All your experiences are kind of forever with you in some way and contribute to who you are now. And I think that Nick has grown up a lot and has gone through a lot of hardship. And I think that the naive kind of innocent, guy that everybody met the first time around, and in a lot of ways has kind of been beaten out of him. But I think that you'll slowly but surely, I think that the quirky side of him will start to come out again.
Oh, that'd be great. Are you doing anything different while portraying Nick this time around?
I guess, because I've gotten older as well and had more life experiences, you inherently bring all of those with you to the role. So I would say that I'm not, I don't think my acting approach is any different. I'm just trying to, take the experience or take the material that they're giving me and the place that he's in psychologically and make it believable.
Nick's spending a lot of time with Gabby. Do you think he's ready for a relationship?
No, I don't. I totally don't think he's ready for a relationship, and I think there's part of him that knows that, and then it's like, man, I better steer clear away from this because a lot of women have brought me a lot of trouble in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's easier said than done.
And today, Gabby confessed to Nick about what she did, what she was part of the kidnapping of Melanie. So do you think that's another reason maybe Nick would possibly stay away from Gabby, that she's kind of unstable herself?
I think that's like a logical reason he would stay away from Gabby, but I think it's probably going to end up attracting her to him more, unfortunately.
Yeah, he does seem to like women who are a little bit edgy, I guess you could say.
Yeah, totally. I think he does, too.
Yeah, but I actually like you two together. I think you guys look cute together and do have a nice amount of chemistry.
Thank you very much. I love working with Camilla.
Are there any actors on the show that you would like to work with that you haven't yet?
I love who I'm getting to work with. I love working with Camilla. I love Chandler and I gotten to do some scenes together, and he's fantastic. I love working with Christian and Lauren. James Scott is somebody who we went over in the hallway. We're like, I wish we got to act together more.
Nick's past relationship with Chelsea, will that be mentioned anytime soon?
Yeah, I think they do mention it. I think I have a scene with Billy coming up, actually, also.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I saw you guys were tweeting about that when it was shot. So that's going to happen soon then.
I think so, yeah. Must be. It was a while ago.
Does their One Night Stand come up?
We don't mention it. Gabby asked Nick about it afterwards, and I think she's kind of vague.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's there. It's the elephant in the room, certainly.
Oh. I really enjoyed your scene. I'm sorry. Oh, that's my voice. That's what happens. When you're on speaker, you get all this feedback. I really enjoyed your scenes with Molly Burnett. Do you feel that that's...
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it was great stuff. To me, it seemed like both the characters really needed that resolution.
Yeah, and they wrote it beautifully, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was very enjoyable. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was very mature.
Yeah, I loved those scenes. I liked them too, and I loved acting with Molly. We didn't, you know, we had a lot about each other when I came back on and she was leaving, but we didn't actually have all that much together other than that one scene. But I loved doing it with her. She's such a good actress.
Yeah, I like how they laid that out, though, that you guys weren't really thrown in together that quickly. You know, it was talked about. He was in prison, and first time they really got to talk was about, what, a month later, maybe? I thought that was a good way to write it.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Do you think Nick has really reformed, or is he still maybe a little bit on the dark side?
I think it's hard to tell with anybody. I think that he desperately wants to be, but I think that there's a side of himself that he's very afraid of, that he's afraid of losing control of himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that can happen, that could happen easily, and so I think he's quite worried about it. But I think that he has absolutely the best of intentions.
Do you have any updates on your movies, The House of Last Things and Meth Head?
I guess we're having a big distributor screening for Meth Head in October. And so hopefully at the screening, we'll be able to make a distribution deal and it'll come into theaters.
Great. How about...
And House of Last Things, I haven't talked to them in a little bit, so I don't know what's going on with it.
Oh, I'm hoping that one comes out, because that one has me really intrigued.
I think it will. It just needs to find the right festival to launch it.
Okay. I saw on Twitter you were talking about watching The Voice for the first time.
Yeah, I just watched it.
I've watched it from the beginning. It's a great show. I was wondering...
It's so good.
Yeah, I was wondering, a lot of actors don't like reality TV. Maybe not The Voice, but maybe Survivor or something. Where you don't have the people involved really don't necessarily have any talent. How do you feel about reality TV?
You know, I guess I don't watch that much of it. It doesn't really appeal to me usually. I love talent competitions because that's kind of a different story.
Mm-hmm.
I guess stuff like the Kardashians and the Hills and that stuff, it, to me, because I think so much of it is scripted, like, it kind of feels like just bad actors doing the same thing that we're doing. I don't know. I think people should watch whatever they want to watch.
Would you ever do a reality show if you were approached?
I guess it would depend in what capacity.
Okay, and... with Nick, is he going to get out of the pub anytime soon? Is he ever going to get a better job?
So, right?
I'm sorry?
I said, let's hope so, right?
Yeah.
I think it's rough for him to be, I'll tell you this, like, going to work and scrubbing dishes and scraping food off of plates is about as fun as it looks. but I think that's what Nick is going through. And, he is going to get some job offers soon.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll get him out of the pub.
Have you ever worked at a restaurant?
I have, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I did in high school, and I did during college.
it's the worst, isn't it?
It's exhausting. People in the service industry, I think, are like heroes. It's unbelievable what they do.
If you didn't get into acting, what do you think you would have pursued?
I mean, definitely something creative. I do a lot of writing, and I'm kind of starting to explore that side of my career. So I guess I'd say writing.
With writing, what inspires you?
What inspires me? God, I guess it's always small, tiny, little daily life things, I guess, that kind of interest me. I work with a writing partner, so I always say, like, I'm more of an interpretive artist. I prefer the interpretive side of storytelling. Like, that's why I like acting, is they give you the material, and I'm like, okay, well, how do I bring this material into something believable and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of the same thing with writing, where my writing partner comes up with more of the ideas, and I kind of help develop them, and then actually do a lot more of the hands-on writing part.
What type are you writing? Is it screenplays, plays, a novel?
Yeah, well, I wrote some plays in college, and now I've been writing. I have a screenplay that I wrote with a friend of mine, and I'm collaborating on another screenplay with the director.
Oh wow! Do you write yourself into your screenplays? I mean, as a role?
It's kind of, everyone says I should, and I kind of come from two brains. Like, I kind of, in the back of my mind, hope there's a part that I could play, but it's not requisite for me to have that, in order to write something. In fact, it almost often, distracts me. I have to go into, a different mind frame in order to do that. I don't purposely write myself in.
Oh, that's cool.
Sorry to interrupt, Carrie. We do need to wrap up.
All right, no problem. Thanks so much, Blake.
Thanks so much, Sherry.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Carrie. Bye.
Bye.